So we're just going to do a brief meditation, guided meditation, and then you're welcome to share whatever questions you may have. Is the sound good? Is the, yes, okay. Thank you, Olga. So if you can just sit comfortably and turn your attention inward. If you want to close your eyes, you can come to close your eyes, or just simply rest as you are. And welcome the stillness, welcome presence, welcome the peace. Which is always available to us. So that the mind, meaning thoughts and perceptions, can rest. You don't need to fix anything. There's no goal, no objective. It's simply a fresh moment of presence. Every moment, every breath is a brand new moment, brand new breath, never experienced before. There is, in fact, no real before and no real after. Invite the peace to extend throughout your entire experience. In presence, in being, there is no time. There are no problems, no issues. Everything is surrendered in presence. No need to hold on to anything. so that you are transparent. Complete availability. To the universal expression. Everything that appears to you is an expression of universal consciousness, the cosmic reality. You are this transparent presence. Being awareness is sufficient unto itself. It does not need to be limited by the mind. It is not possible for anything, any thought, any experience to limit consciousness, to limit your reality. It is of no use to look in the limitation of the mind for any information about yourself. Consciousness is informed by its very being, by its own fact, by its own reality. So you can invite the mind to complete relaxation. Then you are a childlike, pristine, uncluttered by the belief that you can be cluttered. to be not knowing is this complete disponibility, this complete availability. It is the peace. In life, you will meet many challenges to the me. As soon as you adopt a persona, as soon as you identify as a man, as a person, you will immediately experience a sense of separation, and the world will appear to you as challenging. Difficult. The mind becomes embroiled in various strategies to protect, to defend an imaginary you. But in this moment, the reality of I, whatever it is that hears these words, the reality of I is blatant. I, this aware presence, am I. Not something or somebody, but pure amness. And life is this pure amness in movement, dancing. Unopposed, so in meeting challenges in life, the key question is, what is it that is I'm assuming myself to be? What am I assuming myself to be? What am I assuming the other to be, or what is the other? What is the reality of the other? Is there a a separate other, in fact. Somebody to blame. Somebody to project our emotions onto. What is the evidence that separation is real? And to notice how this resistance, this sense of separation appears in the body. The body, a wide, open field of exploration. Is it possible to be still to notice, to observe in a dispassionate way? Not knowing. And no need to know. The depth of presence. The fullness. The abundance of presence. Then life unfolds in this presence and does not veil presence. So rather than being preoccupied with the content of mind, rather than being preoccupied with the content of emotions and events in the world, can we become familiar with pure presence. Not avoiding anything, but inviting the recognition of presence, awareness. Awareness recognizing itself. Resting as this recognition. Because recognition of awareness is the recognition of freedom, the recognition of love, the recognition of beauty, the recognition of peace. As this recognition becomes our familiar home, we become less and less disturbed by the world, less and less disturbed by the mind. So that the world and the mind become a sort of coloring, a coloring of presence, but not a veiling.